Hello, everybody. I don't know ever how to start these things. Oh my god. Just exploded with people. All of a sudden. Pray. Clap, hat, wave. Wave. Wave right now. Wave. Wave. I'm doing the wave. No, that was a clap. A wave. Wait, no, that's a pray. Wave. Yeah, wave. Wave right now. Hello. Hello, everybody. I was just about to sleep. Well, go to sleep. I don't know why people are always like that. They're like, I was just about to sleep. You can still do that. You can still go to sleep. What time is it? It's not so late for maybe Americans. The United States of America. I was gonna make more corn soup, and I just finished it. I had my last thing of corn soup. The reason I think this might be my last Twitter space is I think after this, I'll just be too busy to do them, you know? So, I just finished my homework. Well, mostly whatever. It's like 99% done. There's like a few problems that I have to research. But you know, I was like, well, I still have some time before I have to start getting ready to leave. Or before I have to leave. So, yes. Are the exams coming up? I have a really big exam on Wednesday, actually. So, honestly, I shouldn't have gone out this weekend at all. But, YOLO. You only idle once. Wait. Yo-yo. Well, I didn't idle yesterday. I Disneyed. If you saw some of my tweets, I went to Disney with Maddie. Yippee! Yay! I went to Disney with Maddie. We hung out the whole day. It was so much fun. We yo-yo. Bro, you're gonna fail? No, I'm not. No, I'm not. I'm smart. Maybe. I was talking with the other people in my class. They're like, you know what? We're not gonna study either. And I was like, why did we pay to be here? We paid money to be here. Why? Why are we acting like this? I believe in you. Thank you. You got this exam, boss. Thank you. Loved your photos. Looked like a lot of fun. It was so much fun. We went there early. We were like, I think it was actually my first time ever getting to a theme park before it opened. Maddie was really serious. She was like, I'm someone who goes to the theme parks before opening, and I just said, oh my gosh, it's okay. I'm not gonna keep saying it throughout the whole stream, but it might be the last one because I will be so busy after this, okay? That's all. Because I have a lot of plans. I have busy studying, I have big exam, I have lots of shows planned that I plan on going to, so I don't think I will really have time to just do another one. That's all. But, yeah, so we went to the park before it even opened. we lined up waiting to get in. I was so sleepy. Apparently, so I've never, okay, this is kind of weird. I don't think prior to this, I had ever had a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in Japan, right? But at like this grocery store, they sell peanut butter cream, and it's really weird because are you gonna watch Hollowfest live? I didn't get tickets. I failed the lottery. But yeah, maybe I'll watch the live stream. I'm so sad. But anyway, my peanut butter story. So it's not peanut butter, it's peanut cream. And it's like sweeter than normal peanut butter, and it's almost like a jelly consistency. So when you mix the peanut butter and the jelly, it just becomes this gloppy mess. Anyway, I bring it out because that's what we have for breakfast. But I was like, but yeah, so we ate that for breakfast. We went, and it was so much fun. We As soon as we got into the park, so Disney, they used to, okay, in the long time ago, Disney used to have free fast passes, at least in the United States parks. And then they got rid of them. And then they had a paid fast pass. But every time I've gone to Japan Disney, it's always been the paid fast pass, the Premier Access Pass, which is only offered to a few rides. Here at we went to Disney World. It was Beauty and the Beast ride, it was Baymax ride, and it was Splash Mountain. But then they also brought back free fast passes, which were like the 40th anniversary Premier Access Pass. We were like, what the hell is this? And with the way it works is when you reserve one, you can't reserve another one for like another hour or so. Or a couple hours after you reserve the first one, so that you're not like spam reserving all of them, you know what I mean? And I accidentally wasted it. I really wanted to go on Space Mountain, but we didn't know what what the free fast pass was, and we used it instead on Haunted Mansion on accident. So it was still fun, but I didn't get to go on Space Mountain because it was so long of a line the whole time. But I got to go on the Beauty and the Beast ride. Oh my gosh, you guys, let me tell you. That ride is just so. It is beyond. I have always seen like the videos of the animatronics, but like going on it, oh my God. I'm literally closing my eyes right now, like envisioning the whole ride right now because it was just so much fun. It was so beautiful. It was I was tearing up because like it's one of those trackless rides that are all the rage now. They're all the up and coming technology, but the carts themselves, you're like in a little teacup. And the carts themselves, like they dance, they bow at each other. Like when you're doing the dance, like during like tell us all this time, except it's in Japanese. Like they're bowing at each other and they're moving. They're going rocking back and forth to like the movements of them dancing of like the Beast and Belle. That it was. Oh my gosh. And then there's this one part where the Beast is dead. He's dead dying. And then Belle's like, no, I love you. And then he turns into a human. What? The animatronic of the Beast literally rises into the air and then he spins around. He doesn't throw up like Snake though. He spins around and then he turns into a human. My brain was legitimately like, I out loud, it is dead silent, except the music, and I just go, what? Because I do not understand the illusion, the technology. It was a full animatronic of the beast, and then he lifts on the ground, and then he lifts into the air, and then he spins, and then another human animatronic appears out of my brain. The transformation scene on that ride is so insane. I love it. I don't understand. It was so crazy. If you can find a video of it, I'm sure there are, because people, like almost everyone on that ride was recording their POV. But I literally just go, what? And Maddie, I see her laughing at me because I was like, how did that happen? I said it so loudly too. It's kind of embarrassing. I was so in disbelief. Everyone else is so quiet. And I'm just like, how did they do this? What is so awesome. Another thing that's really funny. I saw someone say like, I've never heard the songs in Japanese or whatever. Oh, now I went to listen to Disney songs in Japanese. I don't think I've heard any of them in Japanese. Yeah, it's so funny because some of the rides would have the Japanese dubs, and then some of the rides would have English. Like the Pirates of the Caribbean, only the skull at the very beginning talking to you is in Japanese, and the whole rest of the ride is in English. Like all the pirates being like, where's Captain Jack Sparrow? Like they're all in English. But also the ride, I think it got like updated and stuff at the American parks, but the ride is the complete original. So you go past the part that's like, winches for sale. And I was like, yo, 10 pence on that lass over there. She was hot, okay? She was probably worth at least 15 pence. I don't know how much of a pence is, but... Well, I'm gonna get some tissue. Yes, I am still stuffed up. My nose is always perpetually running. But another thing there was another ride there called Stitch Encounter. And I thought it was going to be like, okay, so I've only been to the Disney in Florida. It was so long ago. There used to be a ride that I thought was called Alien Encounter that was based off of, you know, the Alien movies. And like, it was a horror ride, and then it scared children so much that they changed it to Stitch instead. Which I remember being devastated about that, because I love the Alien ride so much. I love that ride so much. But, £20 for the deer skin. Only 10 pence. I'll pay 20. Hey, we're not, this is not an auction. This is not an auction. She's mine. I already bought her. That sounds so bad. But I thought the Stitch Encounter at Tokyo Disney would be the same. So Maddie was like, what is this ride? And I was like, well, he's in a tube in the middle. And then he's like, chicky chicky baba. And you're like, whoa. And then he escapes from the tube and it blacks out and you hear him running around the place. That's what I thought. No, it was VTuber Stitch. He's just like talking to people in the audience. But... And it's like weird. He sounded like an old man, like speaking in his Stitch voice in Japanese. He's like, "Boku wa Stitch." Wait, not that. It was so weird. He was like, but he was really funny. And they would take pictures of people in the audience, and like he'd be like, "All right, Tanaka-san Suki?" And I was like, what is happening? Boku wa Stitch. Yeah. It was really cute, though. Found footage of the nerd's favorite theme park experience. Look, even as a kid, I always loved horror. That ride was peak, okay? Alien ride was awesome. I think I didn't know that there was a Stitch Encounter, though. I only had seen videos of Crush from Finding Nemo. I know that, like, there's one of him and like he'll like talk to the kids in the audience and stuff. And but the Stitch ride was it wasn't a ride. The Stitch show encounter, it was not at all what I thought it would be. We were so surprised, but it only had like a 20-minute wait, so we were like, hell yeah, we got to ride so much, like almost everything we wanted to do. I don't know if you guys saw, I retweeted Maddie's photo of us on Splash Mountain. At first we were like, should we even ride it? It's so cold. But she said that if you're ever going to Tokyo Disney, she said that and if it's like super cold and you're like, I don't want to get wet on Splash Mountain, the splash has been like super reduced. So we didn't get wet literally at all. It was really awesome. But I was also like, it's also probably the last time I'll be able to ride Splash Mountain, like the old Splash Mountain. But I'm okay with it because I love Princess and the Frog, so I'm really excited to see what they change it into. But I was like, I really also like Zippity Doodah, so I was like, Zippity Doodah, Zippity Day. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Yeah, we had the croc caps. So, Maddie is the one who found it. She was like, there's these Rex hats at Disney that I only got because it looks like the crocodile cap from Metal Gear. And so we were like, if we can find another one, we'll twin. Let me tell you, you have to be a damn masochist to wear that thing. It is so uncomfortable. You lose literally like 70% of your sight. There, you have no peripheral vision. You can't see up. I kept having to like move it, but on the back of the head, he's got this tiny body that would then, I would push it up, but the tiny body would force it back down. So I cannot see anything in front of me. There was one point that we went inside. It was, I think it was the Star Wars. We went inside the Star Wars ride, and I was like, I'm just going to take this off because we're indoors now. I take it off, and I was like, whoa, there's a ceiling. But we were like, we're going to match with our croc hats. And then we were like, Splash Mountain. I was thinking, I was like, I wonder if Splash Mountain takes the photos still. Because I've noticed that a lot of rides had started getting rid of the photos. They would still have like a photo pickup area, but it wouldn't be open. And so this was my experience at like other Disney place, or I think it was like Tokyo Sea. There was like a few rides like that. And so I was like, well, I really hope they have the photo, because what if we can wear our croc hats and then have them in the photo? And we were like worried that they would tell us to take it off, but they did it. So it was really awesome that we were able to take that picture. So we each bought our own. It was really funny. I'm gonna get some more water. Hold on. So yeah, that was Disney. It was a lot of fun. I still want to go to Disney Sea, I think. Because I'm like, oh my gosh. I think I actually do want to ride the Indiana Jones ride. I can't. I'm obsessed, you guys. I'm obsessed. There was this one ride called the Jungle River Ride. Maybe it was called that, but that was the theme of it. And you're on like a little boat and you go through the jungle and it's fun. And you're so tiny compared to Belle. Can we stop talking about my height? Every comment is about my height. Please. Please. But we were on the river ride, and there's a part in it where you go into like this mysterious monkey cave, and there's a monkey god, and you like you say ookie ookie, and the monkey comes out, and Journey to the Center of the Earth at Disney Sea is a cool. I love that one. I really, gosh, I really just love all the rides I think at Disney Sea, except the Toy Story one. I was so disappointed. But when we went to the cave, I was like, Indy! And I was like, man, I really want to go to Tokyo DisneySea now. Why did Gaston put the cap on? Oh, yeah, let me talk about that. So, we were heading out. We had just finished our last show. We like watched a little Stitch tiki luau thingy. It was really cute. And which that was more like the alien encounter experience. That was more like what I thought was going to be than the Stitch encounter. But anyway, we were leaving and I hear this guy screaming. He was just like bah, bah. Bah, 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 over beside us, and I was like, "What is going on?" And we look over, and it's Gaston, and I'm like, "No way!" Because oh my gosh, I love Gaston. And one thing is really fun that I really like about Disney characters, like at the parks, is the villains are always the most fun to hang out with because you know the princesses are so cute and beautiful and you know so sweet and everything. Like we saw Aurora and Philip, Prince Philip. We saw them, but like they're so proper, you know. But like with the villains, you get to kind of banter a little bit with them. They're like so they're so you know. They're more like you can joke around with them. We see him walking. He's just like, make way, Belle is coming through, make way. And I was like, yeah, oh my God, Gaston and Belle, let's go. And they like walk over to this one area and I bolt. Maddie has me like running after Gaston on camera. It's so funny. Like on video, you just see me like scuffle. I'm like towards him. And Gaston is so much fun. I know. Gaston is hot though. That makes him morally gray. The villains are super laid back. They're so fun. Yeah, they're super duper fun. I have like some cute video of Gaston and Belle, and he's just like asking her to marry him, and he's like, Belle Gaston, whatever your last name is. And she's like, do you think that's my middle name? But I don't want to post it because you can just hear me laughing. Because I was so like, I like turned around at Maddie one time or at one point, and she was like, he's so handsome. And I was like, I know. No, I'm sorry. She said, he's so manly. If evil, why hot? Why did three people post that in a row? What the hell? Metal Gear facts. Get the hell out of here. What a the most okay, Metal Gear fact. Snake is a little green man. That's the Metal Gear fact of the day. Gaston is great. Oh my God, he said one thing that was so funny. I was on tears laughing because he was just because there was a girl. I almost said cosplaying. Oh God, no. She was dressed up as Belle. And she Gaston is just like, oh my God. Belle, double Belle. And so he pulls her like they only choose a few people out of the crowd. And he has her come up and he's just like, do you know what's better than two bells, one Gaston? Oh God, we were in there. We were dying, Maddie and I. It was so funny. And I kept laughing. And so that's when he goes, "Hey, you." And he looks at me and he's like, "What are you laughing at?" And I was like, "Nothing, nothing." And he was just like, "Am I nothing to you?" And I said, "No, you're everything." Oh, God. And then he goes, "Too much." Why did I say that to him? Oh, God. And Belle's just like, "Stop." That's how he thinks of himself all the time. And so then he's just like, "Come here." And I was like, "No." And Maddie's like pushing me. She's like, "Go, go." And I was like, "Oh, my God. Oh, no." And they were looking at the craw cat and they were like, "What is this?" And he's like, "That's why I asked her to come here. I'm so curious about it." And. And he like proceeds to manhandle me. He's like grabbing my shoulders. He's spinning me around. He's shoving this hat on me so violently. I'm like, "What is happening?" And and he's just like the little body of Rex is like, covering my face. And he's like, "It's like he's brushing your teeth every time you smile." And I'm like, "What does that mean?" And then I turn around to like face the group of people, not them, to like take a picture, and he just goes, "Ah, no, turn around, turn back around. The hat is too scary." And so that's why I'm facing backwards in the photo. There's many people who are just like, they're probably wondering why she turned around. No, they did that to me. I see those comments. You don't know anything. I'm just kidding. You're getting the first class roleplay experience with Gaston. It was so awesome. They were so nice. And then he's just like, "Do you know your way back?" Because I still have it backwards on my head, but he spun me around so many times I was dizzy. And so I'm like trying to walk and I accidentally walk towards the wall. And he's like, "No." Like he's so great. He'll like grab people's cameras and like pretend he's fixing his teeth in the lens. Like he is so awesome. And of course, Belle, she was like so she's so witty back to him because Belle is like she's like, Gaston, you're dumb." So pairing the two of them together was is like just comedic genius. It's so great. Was this conversation with Gaston happening in English or Japanese? English. English, English. A lot of the character actors are foreigners, actually, which is always so interesting to me. But like it's cute because you see like there was some Japanese people that were like trying to talk back in English, like they were trying so hard, and I'm just like, this is so cute. And and the character actors would also try to speak in Japanese. Like Gaston at one point just goes Futatsu Bell when there was like the two bells, and we're just like, no. They're so. I'm not really one person. I'm not really kind of person to like go see the actors or anything like that. Like, I know some people wait for so long to meet Mickey, but I'm more of a person with the rides. But I just think Gaston. I love Beauty and the Beast. Oh, it's like, oh, it was probably my favorite as a kid. Beauty and the Beast and the Little Mermaid, I love so much. So seeing being able to see Belle and Gaston was like it's just so much fun. I'm so happy. You're making me realize just how much more personality Gaston had in the movie too. Should have had a redemption arc instead of the Beast. No, that guy deserved to fall off the cliff. What are you talking about? Oh, it was so funny too. At one point, at one point. Gaston was just like, I don't know how they got on the topic, but he was just like, "I'll have the beast." And Belle was like, "Wait, what?" And he was like, wait, no, that's not what I meant. And me and Maddie are like, yeah, go with the beast, yes, God, yeah. And he was just like, no. He like looks at us and he's like, no, no, no. And we were like, or he was like, yeah, our hair, my chest hair and his hair would like, it would get too matted. It wouldn't work between us. And we were like, what? Like, is this happening? And then Belle goes, yeah, and who would LeFou have if not for you? And I'm like, what? So I'm like, who? Belle? Past the yaoi. I was like, yo. It was so great. Yaoi and the beast. What did they mean by that? I know. It was so fun. It was like towards the beginning of the day when Maddie just looks at me at one point and she's like, did you bring your little snake? And I said, of course. And so we got to take lots of pictures. I have pictures of Snake in front of the castle. I have me throwing Snake off of a waterfall or pretending to. We almost did. We almost chucked him off. Just like in that scene in MGS3 when he jumps off the waterfall. And Ocelot's there like, wah! That is the craziest back-to-back series of lines. I know! We were like, hey, this is getting, wow. It was the best way to end the day, probably. It was so funny. Because we were just leaving. We had had a fun time, and we were heading out. And, like, literally, he just comes storming through. It was so fun. Let's see. My favorite ride. Well, it was definitely Beauty and the Beast. I don't know why I was even contemplating that. Beauty and the Beast was so great. what else did we go on? We went on Haunted Mansion. We went on... unfortunately, the Pooh Bear ride was closed. Thunder Mountain was closed. We went on Splash Mountain. We went on the Pinocchio ride, which is so funny because... it makes no sense. And it's like riding the movie at 5 times speed. You're just like, ah, Pinocchio, there's a whale. Never mind, there isn't. Can't stop, father. I gotta go. This is so crazy. It's, we went on that. What else did we go on? We went on Stitch. We went on the Star Wars ride. We went on, the Jungle Cruise, Cry Pirates. Maybe I said all the rides we went on. Oh, the food we got, the picture Maddie posted were like the little green, they're called little green man because they're like a manju, or you know, they're dessert. It's kind of a funny name. Like, it's Little Green Man, but it's Little Green Man. You know, it's a punny name. Ha ha ha. Ho ho ho. That's why we keep saying Little Green Man. Any Marvel rides? No, I don't think Tokyo Disney has any Marvel rides yet. Did you meet Sora from Kingdom Hearts? I think Sora is only sometimes, and I think he only goes to Tokyo Disney Sea. So, yeah. None of them little man's taste. They were good. They were chocolate, strawberry, and like a cream. So it was good. But oh gosh, Tokyo Disney is just so affordable. It's so unfair because like you would, you know, in the United States, like, it's, you go to a theme park and you're paying $6 for a bottle of water, you know? But like here, There was like a small, they have vending machines and like the markup. Okay, so usually like a bottle of milk tea is maybe 160 yen. Here or there, it was 200 yen, you know? Like it's, but like we got coffee. Okay, she and I both got coffee. Oh no, oh no, we got a muffin. I just realized it's still in my backpack. No, the muffin. Oh gosh, it's so funny. We got okay, so we got two coffees and a muffin, a Mickey Mouse shaped muffin, and it was 1,000 yen. Like that's less than $10. It's insane how like you know you would go and then we both got full set meals, which was like a huge ton of food. I got like a Korean, like it was vegetable meat. It wasn't like a, it was like soy meat kind of, but not soy. I don't, it was a meat substitute. Meat substitute. Like, and it was like, had rice and bean sprouts and carrots and it was a set, so it came with fries and a drink. We got that. So we each got our own. We got those. We got the little green man and we got a jelly. Like another jelly dessert. Four things, mind you, two of them are sets. Like, how much do you think that would cost? You know, like in the States, in the States, how much do you think that would cost? Is it still Mickey shaped? Kind of. His ear is a little broken. I just want to see what your guesstimate is. $70. Okay. I see one. I see one. $70. Can you take a picture of it? I could, but it wouldn't be very nice looking. 50, 60. It was 4,000 yen. That's 4,000 yen at a theme park for two people. Eating a full set, like not even just the regular meal, it was a set. So, like, you know, it came with the drink and everything. And then plus two desserts, 4,000 yen. Oh, in the United States, it would probably be like $100. That's, gosh, that's so crazy. But here, it was so inexpensive. So, and then also the tickets are much cheaper too. I think they're like 6,000 something yen for a ticket to the park. Which in America, I think it's like $120 for a ticket to the park. Is that about $40? If the yen were good, yes. Yeah. It was 4,000 yen for the both of you? Yes, for the both of us. Not per person. For the both of us. Plus the two desserts. I'm like, I can't, I just, oh, it's so awesome. Rip muffin. But, yeah. Why is it that I think it's more inexpensive? I don't know. That's cheaper than USJ. Oh, is USJ more expensive? I don't know. Actually, I've never been. The conversion is $27. That's so crazy. Man. If you're ever just like, and plus it's very easy to get to the parks too. So, yeah. If you I think it's fun to go. But I think the thing that probably would make it more expensive, not would, but the thing that makes it more expensive is if you get the premier passes, which are two, depending on the ride, they're 2,000 yen per person. And we got the Beauty and the Beast one, which was 2,000 yen per person. But instead of a 3-hour wait in line, we had a 10-minute wait in line. Not even. There was basically no wait in line. It was crazy. So, pay to win, I guess. But I just kind of wanted to really treat Maddie, because I know she's been kind of, she's talked about, like, you know, having some stuff going on. So I was just like, girly, we're just going to go have a fun day at the park. And we're not gonna worry about anything. If you want that churro, I'll buy you that churro. And stuff like that. So, I just wanted us to have fun. And we did, I think. I think we had a good time, so. You don't have to drive to Disney. You can just take public transportation. Yeah. I just, take a, like, usually from, like, anywhere in Tokyo, it takes about, you know, depending on how far you are. But, I think the longest it would take from anywhere in Tokyo is about an hour and a half on the train. So, yeah. Yeah. I'm really glad you two met each other. Me too! So happy. So happy that we get to hang out and everything, too. And we have, like, so much in common, too. But also, she, like, I get to learn so much, too. Like, you know, she'll, like, suggest a video game or something, and I'll be like, oh, okay. If you like it, I'll probably like it. Because I think we have very similar tastes. First time I've joined live, and probably the last in a while. Well, this is probably the last in a while, so. My view right now, yo, it's so nice for Fuji-san today. You're not the first person that has sent me a picture of Fuji-san today, which is so funny. I have another friend that is over there. And I was just like, I want to abandon all my plans and go to Fuji-san. Similar taste in men. maybe. maybe. I don't know. Did you take the train with the Disney handles? No! You take that train if you're going to Disney Sea. So, yeah, if you go to Disney Sea, then you take that train. Oh man, I feel so bad. Maddie and I were gonna share this muffin. We completely forgot. Oh, it was in my bag. It was left. I'm gonna eat it right now. Maddie, this one's. We'll have to go back and get her another muffin. We even talked about, she was just like, I really wanted a muffin recently. And I was like, oh, then we'll get the muffin, obviously. Okay, I'm eating the ear. Oh. It's banana walnut flavor. It's so good. Is climbing Fuji-san in the cards anytime soon, if you're okay with answering that? Not that I have any plans for. I have no plans for it. But also, I would have to be in Japan during the summer. You're each other's, how does it taste, radio codec contact? Yeah, there was like, I don't know, we're just so dumb with each other. Like, we would, like, eat something and be like, that's tasty. Oh, it's so nice being with someone that has the same amount of brain rot as you about anything, you know? I need to go YouTube camping and see what you thought. I know. Save the second half and mail it to her. What if I don't eat all of it and then next time I see her? You think it would be still good? In like a week? I don't know. If I want to do something, I want to go camping, but I don't have like I would have to find a way to probably rent all the supplies. Like the tent and the I don't necessarily want to go glamping and like stay in one of those like pre-built hut things. No, I want to like actually even though I've never assembled a tent before in my life, I would actually want to do the tent experience. But then it also depends. If I'm camping, I want to do it in like the fall or winter. But if I'm hiking, I want to do you have to do it in the summer. So, Yeah. So, freeze it'd be stale, it's true. Not in a week. Yeah, probably not in a week. So, I'm eating the other ear. Sorry, Maddie. I won't let it go to waste, though. I won't let it go to waste. It's in the shape of a Mickey Mouse, so that's why I'm eating the ears first. Banana. What time is it? Oh, probably should get going. Hiking in the summer, not too hot. I don't think you've ever climbed a mountain that high before. I don't think they even let you go in the wintertime. It's too dangerous. Like you it's too snowy and cold. Winter camping like Shimmerine? Yeah, she makes it look so like it looks cold, but I think I would prefer it more because there's no bugs. And then if I just bundle up and drink some soup, it shouldn't be so bad. Right. Your cat makes it look so easy. But yeah, you have to climb Mount Fuji in the summer because even still, you have to dress really warmly because you're climbing like above the clouds. It's going to be very, very cold. So, fall camping sounds the best. Yeah, it does actually. Maybe fall. Maybe not like entirely winter, but. Okay. I think I'm gonna go now. Yeah. Oops, I accidentally just muted. I think I'm gonna go. I have to go out. I have stuff to do. People to see. So. Thanks for the space. Yeah, if I get to do another one before I leave Japan, I will see. Like I said, it might be my last one just because I might be too busy to do another one. But if I have time before I leave, then I will. I think though, like once I, get back home, my life won't be so exciting. So probably this account will just like return to me retweeting idols and replying to idols and stuff like that. So, just because I'll have nothing really else to share. So, yeah, but. For joining me on these past 2 months, I guess. Thanks. Not that I won't like use the account at all. Obviously, it's like my account, but it won't be like way less active, I suppose. So, But yeah, idle posting. Yeah, I mean, I still retweet them now. I just, since I go out and do stuff, I have more to talk about. But if I If I have nothing to talk about, like maybe I'll, I don't know, I could post pictures of my cat. But yeah. Okay, dokey. So yeah, I will see you guys later. Okay. Bye bye. Thanks for listening. Bye bye. 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 Bye bye.